Yeah, there's two very, very serious developments this, Michael. A number of weeks ago in this very studio, we talked about the fact that the HSE had spent 234 million euro on agency staff. In other words, to try and cover up what was happening because of the staff recruitment embargo in the public service and mainly in the health service. What's been revealed this morning is even more troubling because now we're at a position where it's 328 million euro for this year alone. The government announced that there would be an end to the recruitment embargo. But over the last 3 years, what seems to have happened is that for senior grades, very senior management, have actually increased the numbers, have restored the numbers that they lost, and now have actually increased. I think it's referred to in the Irish Times as approximately 11%. Now, that is unacceptable to us because at this stage, we can see from the data that's been collected by the Irish Times that the real hits have been with nurses and indeed with support staff, most of those who are healthcare assistants. We have the interim programme where people are paid on the first year 85% of the salary, and the second year 90%. We've issued a correspondence this morning to the Health Service Executive and the Minister of Radhika, now claiming that the monies that they are wasting on the agency, that be converted into a direct funding for these people who are both in nursing and in support staff to be given permanent contracts, because the money has to go somewhere. And if the embargo is over, as being declared by government at the budget for budget 2015, we need to see this action. It is absolutely scandalous that this amount of taxpayers' money is being used in this way.
The agency bill is colossal, and it's one thing. And there is this separate issue about the increase of senior managers. But I gather that you're not as concerned about that because the HSE contends, at least, that that's a national progression of people. People were promoted.
They've also said that there were people recruited into those positions at a time where people had been made voluntary redundant. Now, in any organisation where you have redundancies, it's on a non-replacement basis, and that was what was going on in the grades, say for nursing staff and indeed support staff. Those people were not replaced and could only be allowed to go redundant on the basis that they would not be replaced.
Are you heading for a dispute?
At this stage, it is bubbling, because their membership is very frustrated about the attempts being made, even at the lower grades, for further pay cuts by removing premium pay or overtime, which is actually needed for the service. I do believe that coming up to the end of the year, there will be a very serious engagement. We already notified the Minister a number of weeks ago about dissatisfaction, but this revelation this morning confirms our worst fears, and there could be a dispute. We would never say there wouldn't be, but we definitely have the right to pursue these jobs to become permanent, on the basis that the money is available. If it's available to pay agency costs, it's then available to employ people. And believe it or not, it's actually more cost effective to employ people directly. Thank you.
Thank you indeed for coming in to us this morning. SIPTU Divisional Organiser Paul Bell.